All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. Today's daf is Mem Ches. Exciting daf ahead of us today. We are picking up on Mem Zayin Amud Beis 47b, and we are picking up at Ki Asul Kamid Rabbi Chiya. A lot to do today. It's a 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 15 lines up from the bottom. Our shir this morning is dedicated by the Levitan family in gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the birth of a son to their daughter and son-in-law, Rebecca and Andrew Lillian. Mazel tov to Greg and Rachel Levitan. Dedicated and sponsored by Greg and Rachel Levitan in honor of the birth of their grandson to their children, Rebecca and Andrew. And with a hearty mazel tov to the grandparents, to the other set of grandparents, Richard and Judy Lillian of Great Neck, New York. Mazel tov. It should be Zohar Lachnisa with Risa Shalom Ravino Bizimano. Mazel tov. And of course, a thank you to our Talmud Torah sponsors, to Josh and Becca Friedman, for dedicating all of his shiurim this month. Le'ilui Nishmas, Josh's father, Yisrael Yehuda ben Rav Chaim Rafael, and Sammy and Malka Esterson for dedicating shiurim. Le'ilui Nishmas, their parents, Yitzchok Le ben Aaron HaKohen, Sarah Rachel Bas Baruch, and Hinda Bas Hanech Ephraim. Hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, in Hashem will have an aliyah and the family in Nechama. We'll say with that, let us continue. So the Gemara says as follows. Kiasul Kamid Rabbi Chiya. So remember again, the Mishnah introduced us to the concept of the Sris and the Islandness. Specifically talking about, again, a man or a woman who reaches a certain age, Machlok Giska Shayim Beisilo, exactly what age failed to go ahead and exhibit signs of maturation. And Halacha Lamaisa, again, their particular status. So the Gemara says as follows. Kiasul Kamid Rabbi Chiya, when sometimes one of these people come for Rabbi Chiya, if the person who came before him was exceptionally thin, he would encourage them to put on some weight. Ibari, if they were heavy, right? Amrlu achusha, you could lose a couple. Dahani simanin zinin da asu machmas kichishusa, zinin da asu machmas biriusa. We'll say, what was the logic? That sometimes being too skinny or being too heavy could ultimately, again, impact the progression of the simanim. So therefore, again, this is interesting. So before, the idea that the Gemara is saying over here is before Rabbi Chiya would declare someone as a Swiss or as an islandess, so halacha lemaisa, he would go ahead and tell them that perhaps you have to adjust certain things in your lifestyle to allow it. So we're actually going to see this in a couple of different Gemaras as well. The Amarav, Hilchasa Bekuli Pirkei Me'isleis. So here Rav says something very interesting. When we speak about ages, Rabbi says, so remember again, whenever you speak about reaching a particular age threshold, there are two different ways that you can understand that age threshold. Me'isleis, which means complete years, or into the year. So for example, when the Gemara says that a man becomes a Sris at the age of 20, for example, what does that mean? Does that mean 20 complete years? That's called Me'es Le'es, 20 complete years. Or I will say, it doesn't mean into the 20th year. So it could really be 19 full years and one day. So Rav comes along and says that in this parak, whenever we speak about years, it's always complete years, me'es le'es. V'ula amar, Ula said, disnan tinan, udlotnan lotnan. It depends on the context, right? When it's explicitly stated that it's referring to complete years, and it's complete years. If it doesn't say it, then it's not. Look at Rashi for just a moment. Bekuli pirka me'es le'es, Rashi says, chashvina lashana v'lo basra minyan olam, she'yom echot shal shnas esum chashav shana. So we'll say, so again, that's what it means, me'es le'es, complete years. Next Rashi, disnan tinan, hecha ditnan, Yom Echad, Kegon Bas, Shalosh Nav Yom Echad, the Kul of Dumas Isamar Seyes. So again, so comes along Ulan, Ula says, it depends on the context. When it's stated, then ultimately again it's Me'is Le'is. When it's not stated, it's not Me'is Le'is. Bishlam Ala Ula, Hainu Diktani Hacha, Yom Echad V'Hacha, Lo Katani. So we'll say, according to Ula, so it makes sense why sometimes when speaking about ages, the Mishnah will add in X number of years and one day. And other times the Mishnah will add in X number of years and not one day. Ela l'Rav listening, but according to Rav, why wouldn't that be stated? Votanya, furthermore, Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur Omer Mishnah Rabbi Eliezer, Shnas Esim Shiyatse Mimenu Shloshim Yom. Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur ultimately says the name of Rabbi Eliezer, that the 20th year, so we'll say, talking about the Sris again, the 20th year, and which there are 30 days into the 20th year, Harehi Kishnas Esrim L'chol Devareha. So I'll say, so what do you see from here? You see from here that halacha lamaisa, once you are 30 days into the 20th year, that is considered as if, again, the man is fully 20 years old. Once you're into the 30 days into the 18th year, that is like the 18th year in its totality. According to Rabbi Yosef Ben Kippur, it's not a contradiction. It reflects two different opinions. One is Bishamai, one is Beisilel. Ela l'Rav Kashya. But according to Rav, what do you do with this Tanahi? To which the Gemara says, in reality, this is a machlokes Tanoim. This Sanya. We'll say, here we go. Now, the machlokes Tanoim, we'll say, is actually a yisodistic machlokes that is not just about here in terms of determining the age of the Swiss or the islandess, but rather, again, a yisodistic machlokes in general about how you reckon time. Whenever we talk about years, so we'll remember again, two different ways to track years. What we call me'es le'es, which means full years. The clock starts at the beginning of the process, and let's say if it's 2 years, it'd be 2 years from now until later on, but two complete years, as opposed to what we'll call a little bit differently as calendrical years, right? So we'll say calendrical years means what? So a calendrical year could mean, if let's say for 2 years, could mean the remainder of this year and the entirety of the following year, or 30 days could count as a year, or 1 day could count as a year. So the Gemara says as follows. Well, so it's actually quite interesting. This Anya, Shana Hamura B'Kachim, so we'll say the year that is mentioned by Kachim. Now, what's the year mentioned by Kachim? Certain karbanos have to be within a year, have to be under a year old. Certain animals have to be under a year old. That's the year. Right? Or Shana Hamura B'Kachim, Shana Hamura B'Bate Arichoma. We'll say if you buy a home in a walled city, you have 1 year in which to redeem that home. 1 year in which to redeem that home. If you don't redeem it in that first year, it never comes back to even Yovel. So that year, we'll say if you sell an ancestral field, the halacha is that you could redeem it, but you can't redeem it for the first 2 years after the sale. Sheish shanim sheba eved ivri, when you sell an eved ivri for 6 years. V'chein sheba ben b'sheba bas. And similarly, again, the years of a son and a daughter. Now, both say, now, b'pashtos, what that is referring to is the halachos of Sris and Islandess. That's what Rashi says. Sheba ben sheba bas kasavar haynu ben esrim shana ubas esrim shana demas nisin alma me'is le'is ba'inan aliba dehaitana. So we'll say, so listen to this. Sheva ben sheva bas, ultimately, again, that's about the years of a Swiss and an islandess. In all of these cases, kulan me'is le'is. We'll say, in all of these cases, the years that are mentioned are complete years. Complete years. So the clock, it's not a calendrical, it's a calendrical year, but understand, it's not, it's two complete years that are measured from the time that the process begins. Shana Amura B'Kachim. So how do we know? So we're going to go through each of these. How do we know that the year mentioned by Kachim is a complete year? Amar Vacha Bayakov, Amar Kra, Keves Ben Shnaso. Shnaso, Shnaso Shalo, Velo Shana Shamingin Olam. So Ose teaches us that it's the year of the Keves, not the year of the counting of the world, what we'll call a calendrical year. Right? So Ose, so a calendrical year has a defined beginning and a defined end. So you might have thought that as long as the keves is within the calendrical year, it's a year old. No, no, no. It means its own year. Next, Shana Amura Bevati Arichom and Alvan. I don't know that the year of redemption for a home in a walled city, ultimately, again, is a full year. So the Gemara says, Amakra Ad Tom Shnas Memkaro, till the end of the year of its sale. Memkaro Shalo Volo Shnas Shal Minyan Olam. It means the year of the sale of that home, and not the calendrical year. So again, you see the common theme here. It's all the Torah uses almost like a possessive language in terms of the measurement of time. Next, what about Steachuza? That ultimately, again, you can't redeem it for the first 2 years. Amar Kra, because the pasuk says, B'misbar Kap of Memches, B'misbar Shnei Tevuos Yimach Elecha. We'll say ultimately again that it says that halacha lemaisa for the number of years of the misra shtei tivuos literally means like the number of years of production of crop will it be sold to you? Pamim sha'ata mocher shlosha tivuos b'shtei shanim. Sometimes it could happen that what? That in fact over the course of 3 years you go, excuse me, over the course of 2 years you actually sell the value ultimately again of three crops depending on what time of year you sell the field. How do I know that halacha lemaisa halacha lemaisa. That's 6 full years. The pasuk says ubashvius, because the pasuk sheishanim yavod ubashvius. 6 years the eved shall work, and on the 7th year it goes out free. Ubashvius nami yavod. So ultimately, again, what that means is that sometimes even into the 7th year, the eved is already working. What does that mean? The Rebbe says sometimes, depending on the way the eved is sold, in the 7th calendrical year, the eved may still be. So the Rebbe says very important, because people sometimes think that the sale of an eved ivri is a din in shmita, right? Because again, it's 6 years working, 7th year shmitas, 6 year eved, seventh year. Going free. The 6 years of an Eved, the Gemara is telling us over here, is 6 years that begins from the sale of the Eved. And it's 6 complete years. The way the Gemara is learning that out is it says, Sheishanim Yavod Ubashvius. So Rabbi says, so 6 years the Eved shall go ahead and work. Now it says, Ubashvius Yetzi Lechav Shechinam. The Gemara is reading a little bit differently. It's almost saying, Sheishanim Yavod Ubashvius. And sometimes, before the Eved goes free on the 7th year, the Eved actually what? The Eved actually works on the 7th year. How could that be? Oh, because it could happen that it's the 7th calendrical year, but what? The Eved has not yet completed his 6 full years of service. So he may therefore end up working on the 7th year as well. So Sheba ben Sheba bas. So we'll say, so too in the case of a son and a daughter. L'may hilchasra. We'll say, so what does this mean? Amrav Gidol, Amrav le'inyan erchin. Rav Gidol said in the name of Rav, it means Rabbi say for erchin purposes. Rashi says, le'erchin dehecha dechsev mi ben sheish shishim shana umala pshitalan deshnas shishim kilamata deha umala ksev ava ben chamesh delo ksev ela mi ben chamesh shanim va'ad ben esrim shana v'lo ksev mi ben chamesh shanim umala. So Rabbi says, the idea for erchin means what? Remember, erchin means personal valuation pledges, right? A person could pledge their erech vow to the Beis HaMikdash, or a person could pledge the erech vow of someone else, ultimately again to the Beis HaMikdash. So we'll say, so the interesting part over here is that halacha lemaisa, how do you determine ages? It's not determined by calendrical years, but rather, again, it's determined by personal years. That's the idea of Ben Ubas. So the Gemara says, Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef says, no, lepirkin diyotze dofen. No, in fact, Ben Ubas applies to the conversations we're having over here in what? In Perek Yotzei Dofen. We'll say that's the name of our Perek. Perek Yotzei Dofen. That ultimately, again, wherever the Mishnah just talks about years in general and doesn't say a certain number of years v'yom echad, then what? We'll say then halacha l'maisa, that refers to complete years. So Amrali Abaye. So Abaye says, Amrali Abaye mi pligas. Abaye says, are you arguing? Amrali lo. Hu amar chada v'ana amina chada v'lo palginan. Ultimately, again, he said, we're not arguing. We're just both espousing a different application or a different interpretation of Ben Ubas, but we both agree on both of them. So ultimately, again, Ben Ubas can apply both to all the statements here in Yosei Dofen, could also apply to Erechin. So the Gemara says, because if you think that they're arguing, man d'amr le'erechin lo. Lo amr li yotzei dofen. So we'll say, if you're going to say that the one who says for erchin doesn't agree that it's for the cases in yotzei dofen, Rav said hilchasa bekula pirkin. So ultimately, again, Rav said the halacha throughout our entire perek is me'es leis. And we'll say that ultimately, again, everything through our perek halacha lemaisa is me'es leis, which means the years that are mentioned are always complete years. Elamanda amar erchin le'erchin my time elamar liyotzei dofen. But according to the opinion who said that Ben Ubas refers to erchin, why does he not say that it applied to the cases in our parak? Dumya dahanach. So we'll say because ultimately the case of Ben Ubas has to be similar to all the other cases espoused as part of this braisa. How so? Ma hanach tichsiven. Just in all of these cases that are mentioned over here in the braisa, ultimately again they're all explicitly written in the Torah. Avhani nami dichsivan. So too, ultimately, again, Ben Ubas has to be a case that's explicitly written. Now I will say, the halachos of Erechin are explicitly written. The halachos of Sris and Islandis are not. Therefore, the opinion that understands that Ben Ubas and the Brice is referring to Erechin, because again, Erechin, like all the other halachos, Eved Ivri, Bati Arichoma, Steachuza, these are psukim that are written. Therefore, he chooses to interpret Ben Ubas referring to something that is written as well, Erechin, as opposed to Swiss and Islandess, which is not V'idach. The other opinion will say, Hai Sheba Ben Sheba Bas, Sheba Zachar Shana Keva Megvayile. So I will say, here's the other opinion says, even though you're right that the halachos of Swiss and Islandess are not mentioned, If it was really referring to Erchin, you shouldn't use the Lashon of Ben or Bas. What should you use the Lashon of? Zachar and Nekeva. Why? Because if we'll say Zachar and Nekeva, that's the biblical Lashon ultimately by Erchin. So if you're talking about Erchin, use the proper Lashon. Amar Yitzchak Bar Nachmani or Lazar, Halacha Rabbi Yossi Ben Kippur, Shem Shrabi Eliezer. So also Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmani said the Halacha follows Rabbi Yossi Ben Kippur, who said in the name of Rabbi Eliezer. I will say that, remember, Rabbi Yossi Ben Kippur said that when it comes ultimately again to the 20th year, again, the context over here is by Sris. When it comes to the 20th year, he said, Shnas Eser Shem Shem Shloshim Yom, Hariya Kishnas Eser Nechol Dorel. So what Rabbi Yossi Ben Kippur holds, that the definition of a 20-year-old man is someone who is 19 full years and 30 days. That halacha l'maisa, once you pass the 30-day mark into the, after the 19th year, that is considered to be a 20-year-old. Amrab Zera said, "Eske ve'esik ve'agmar l'shmaita mipumei demara." So Rabbi Zera said, one day, I want to go up and I want to hear this teaching directly from the mouth of Rabbi Eliezer. Ashkechel Rabbi Eliezer, Amar le Amrit halacha, Rabbi Yossi Ben Kippur. So ultimately, Rabbi Zera found Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi, did you say that halacha was Rabbi Yossi Ben Kippur? Amar le Mistabra Amri. He said, I don't remember explicitly saying, but the past doesn't make sense that I did say it. Dimidikule pirkin tani yom echad, vahacha lokatani, shmamina mistabra kavase. That ultimately, again, since throughout the entire perek, it normally says the age plus one day, but here it does not. It would appear that the halacha follows this particular approach. So I will say, this happens to be an interesting discussion in general about the reckoning of ages, whenever we see complete years. Now remember, as we saw everything in this braisa, when it comes to these biblical halachas, so years mean me'es le'es. What about the ages mentioned in the Mishnah? So I'll tell you something interesting here. So the Shulchan Aruch, this is in Evan Ezer Simon Kufnun Hey Sif Yud Beis. So the Shulchan Aruch discusses as follows. Just he says v'cholzman shelo hevia beis saros v'lo yolda chashuva kitano afilu nolda lo simani islandis avalim hibas esrim v'noldu bas simani islandis chashuva kigdola. So we'll say so again. First of all, interestingly enough, we take the approach ultimately of Beis Hillel, that the ages for Sris and Islandus are the same. They're both 20 years old, right? As opposed to Beis Shammai, who said 18. We're going to pass like Beis Hillel, that it's 20 years old. And ultimately, again, but listen to this. What's 20? So the Shulchan Aruch paskins, Ubas Yud Tes Shana Ushloshim Yom Dina Kibas Chaf. That ultimately, again, it's 19 years old and 30 days, right? So you don't need a complete 20 years. Rather, you need a complete 19 years and 30 days into the 20th year. Ultimately, again, it's considered to be 20 years old. Dina kibas chaf, delamid yom bashana, chashuv shana. Because 30 days in a year are considered to be like a complete year. So we'll say, others say just the opposite. The Shita we didn't see in our Gemara. Others say it's that she can go almost the entire 20 years minus 30 days. We're going to leave that on the side. That's Yishomrim. So the idea is that the Shulchan Aruch does accept the position of Rabbi Yossi Ben Kippur, that halach l'maisa for at least purposes of islandness, first of all, we're passing that it's for both men and women. It's at the age of 20. But halach l'maisa, once she reaches 19 years old and 30 days, ultimately, again, that is going to be enough. Beautiful. Hadrin Allah Yotzei Dofen. Mazel tov, I will say. All right, let's go weiter. Good. Morty, I'm just giving you a warning. I don't know that all of this is child friendly, but I'm giving you're the parent. Good. I'm not paying any therapist bills. All right, says the Gemara. So we'll say, here we go. Good. Bas simin atachton ad shelo ba ha'elyon. So we'll say, here we go. So remember, speaking about the halachas of female maturation. So we'll say, remember again, we've already established that halacha l'maisa, that there are two different forms of simanim, right? There's ultimately, again, upper simanim and lower simanim, right? So the upper simanim, we discussed yesterday, the lower simanim are the appearance of shtei saras, two hairs. So the Gemara says, what happens, ba simanat tachton ad shelo ba ha'elyon, that ultimately, again, what happens if the Siman HaTachton, the lower Simanim, arrive, and the upper Simanim has not arrived? So we'll say, so again, that by itself is fine. O Choletzes, O Misyabemes. So we'll say, in that case, ultimately, again, she is considered to be a gedola. She is considered to be an adult, and that's when he used the lashon of choletes o misyabemes. That halacha lemaisa, she can do chalitza or yibum because ultimately she is a gedola. Ba elyon ad shelo ba tachton. So we'll say this is very interesting. What happens if the upper simanim develop right before the lower simanim? So we'll say, so what's the halacha? Now the Mishnah adds in a very interesting statement, even though this is impossible. Now we'll discuss exactly what the Mishnah means when it says, even though this is impossible. We'll see. Rabbi Meir says, Lo choletzes velo misyabemes. Ultimately, again, Rabbi Meir says that halacha lemaisa, she doesn't do chalitza and she doesn't do yibum. So we'll say, so the idea that Rabbi Meir is saying over here is that halacha lemaisa, that's not a sign of physical maturation. Just development of the upper simanim without development of the lower simanim by itself is not going to be considered a sign of physical maturation. Again, we'll see what Rabbi Meir means in the Mishnah. The Chum say, O choletzes o misyabemes. The Chum say, no, even in that case, where there is the simanim elyonim and not simanim tachtonim, ultimately, again, she could do chalitza. Why? Mipnei she'amru, efshar l'tachton lavo ad shelo ba elyon. So we'll say, so because the Chachamim say that halacha lemaisa, the upper simanim can go ahead and develop even before, even without the lower simanim, aval I efshar le'elyon lavo ad sheba tachton. But it is impossible, ultimately, again, for the upper simanim to develop without the lower simanim. So we'll say, so the idea that the Chachamim are ultimately saying is as follows, which is that halacha lemaisa, so actually, we'll see the Gemara. So we'll say, so here's what we have. So we have, at first, the Gemara telling us that halacha lemaisa, basiman tachton ad shelo ba. One more time, let's just review that Mishnah. So if the siman tachton comes before the elyon comes, so ultimately, again, that halacha lemaisa is fine. Because it is the siman tachton that ultimately, again, is the true determinant. If the elyon comes before the tachton, so we'll say, so here Rabbi Meir says that's not a sign of physical maturation, therefore she can't do chalitz and yibum. The Chachamim say she can. Why? Because what essentially we're going to see is the Chachamim hold that halacha lemaisa, it is impossible for the upper simanim to come without the lower simanim. So we'll say, so because of that, once the upper simanim come, that means the lower simanim were there, they just must have fallen out, the lower simanim. That's why they're not present right now. Good. Says the Gemara, afa pishi efshar baloba. So the Gemara says, what do you mean when you say that it's not possible? So the Gemara says, how can you say it's not possible? The Mishnah is talking about a case where b'metzias, ultimately, again, it's happening. To which the Gemara says, ba l'Rabbi Meir afa pishi efshar l'Rabbanan. It happened according to Rabbi Meir, even though the Rabbanan hold that it's impossible. Also, in Rabbi Meir's model, it is possible, ultimately, again, for a girl to develop upper simanim without lower simanim. For the Chachamim, it's impossible. For the Chachamim, ultimately, again, it cannot happen. V'lisni, so why don't you just go ahead and write as follows. V'lisni ba'a elyon Rabbi Meir omer lo choletzes v'lo misyabemes. Why don't you just say instead as follows. That if the upper simanim come, right? Just the upper simanim. Rabbi Meir says lo choletzes v'lo misyabemes. Rabbi Meir says she's not a gidola. Therefore, she can't do chalitza or yibum. The Chachamim say o choletzes o misyabemes. The Chachamim say, ultimately, again, she can do chalitza, or she could do yibum. The ani yedanan, I would know what's at the root of the machlokes. Mishum di efshar, to which the Gemara says, ultimately, again, because I would know that at the root of the machlokes is because it's not possible. In other words, you saw the stick machlokes over here between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, ultimately regarding whether or not what happens when the upper simanim come without the lower simanim? Rabbi Meir says that's not a sign of physical maturation, and the Chachamim say it is, because it's possible that the lower simanim were already there, but the simanim fell out. So why don't you just go ahead and mention this as the machlokes? To which the Gemara says, Hava mina, I would have thought rov nashim tachton asibereisha. Because I would have said as follows, the majority of women, the way physical maturation takes place is the lower simanim occur first, and then the upper simanim, umiyut elyon. but there is a miut of women ultimately again whose upper simanim come first. Rabbi Meir litame dechayish lemiuta, and Rabbi Meir goes according to his previously established. Rabbi Meir in general is the one who is choshish for the miut. V'rabbanon litamei odelo chayish lemiute, but Rabbanon on the other hand ultimately again are choshish for the miut. V'hani mili b'stama, this is true ultimately again only in a case of stam. Aval hechad debatkan v'lo ashkichan, they both say where ultimately again she was checked and there was nothing found. Emar modu le Rabbanon. Perhaps again in that case, even Rabbi Meir would agree with the Rabbanon. Rabbanon would agree with Rabbi Meir. De El Yon Kadim. That ultimately again the upper simanim could come. Kamash Malon the Efsher. So therefore the Rabbanon hold no, it is impossible. But in other words, it is impossible for the upper simanim to develop before the lower simanim. Vaday Asi Umintar Hu Dinasar. Rather, again, I will say, once there is the appearance of upper simanim, ultimately, again, that is the indication that the lower simanim were there, and halacha lemaisa again fell out. So, I will say, again, that's the nature of the machlokis here. Good. So, I will say, says the Gemara, Bishlam, the Rabbi Meir, ultimately, again, this makes sense, according to Rabbi Meir, Hainu dechsev. So, I will say, So just to understand the Yesodistic Machlokes over here, right? So the Yesodistic Machlokes that's unfolding is that whether or not the appearance of upper simanim, right, what's the impact of that on lower simanim? So halacha lemaisa, we have over here that according to Rabbi Meir, you could have the development of upper simanim without the development of lower simanim, which means what Rabbi saying, which means that halacha lemaisa, a girl could mature, right, with the upper simanim, and again, that's no indication of what's happened with shtei saaris. The Rabbanon, on the other hand, hold that that is not the case. The Rabbanon hold that halacha lemaisa, once there is the development of upper simanim, by definition, there is definitely lower simanim. Definitely lower simanim. Aye, they're not there. It must be the hairs were there, but what? But they fell out. So what's now the Gemara is going to say as follows. So Bishlam of Rabbi Meir, Hainu Dichsiv Shadayim Lecharun Serech Tzameach. So it's according to Rabbi Meir. Ultimately, again, this the Pasuk makes sense. The Pasuk of the Gemara is quoting over here is from Yechezkel. So the Pasuk says that what? Shadayim Lecharun, which literally means your breasts formed, V'sarech Tzameach. We'll say Sarech Tzameach literally means your hair sprouted. So the Gemara is understanding over here that this is a reference to the two signs of maturation, right? So upper simanim and lower simanim. Now, interestingly enough, the order is very interesting over here. What's coming first? The upper simanim. So according to Rabbi Meir, this makes sense. Because Rabbi Meir holds that you could have upper simanim even before lower simanim. El Rabbanon Ibchami Baile. But according to Rabbanon, shouldn't the order be reversed? So Hakikama, this is what it means to say. Kevan sheshadayim nachonu biyadua shesarich tzameach. So this is what Rabbanon say. Since ultimately, again, the breasts form, ultimately, again, that is indicative that what? That she definitely sprouted two hairs as well. So we'll say, so interestingly enough, the way the Rabbanon view upper simanim is upper simanim are definitely indicative of lower simanim. That's for sure. Rabbi Meir is the one who holds that you could have upper simanim even without lower simanim. So we'll say here another pasuk. The Gemara quotes over here from Yechezkel. The pasuk says, "Ba'asos mimitzrayim dadayich leman shedei neuraich." So we'll say this pasuk is actually a metaphor over here from Yechezkel for the misbehavior of the Jewish people, and it frames the misbehavior of the Jewish people almost like as a form of adultery. So literally, again, it says, "Ba'asos mimitzrayim dadecha," when the Mitzrim touched your dadaim, which is, again, it's a metaphor over here for adultery. So, shaday nu'urayich. Literally, again, I'm about to say the way they're translating is your nu'urayich, right? Your simane na'aros sprouted forth. So, once again, what it's doing is it's mentioning shadayim, breasts, before it's mentioning hair, right? Before it's mentioning hair, and the hair over here is a reference ultimately to pubic hair. So, therefore, again, the order over here is very important, to which the Gemara says, so according to Rabbi Meir, this makes sense, because you could have upper simanim before lower simanim. El Rabbanon Ipchami Baile, but according to the Rabbanon, shouldn't the order be just the opposite? Hachikamah, this is what it means to say, Kevan Shabao Dadaich Biadua Shabao Nuraich. once again the breasts develop, that is definitely indicative that what? That halacha lamaisa, the pubic hairs are there as well. Uvi baisema, my shadei, kula bidadayin ksiv. The other possibility is that the pasuk actually is not a reference at all to hair, but rather ultimately, again, is a reference to physical, the upper physical maturation. Vachi kam rechadish baruch hu liyisrael. This is what rechadish baruch hu said to klal yisrael mebeis. If ich rifu dadecha lo hadartabach, ish tedu dadayach nai lo hadarta. When your breasts began to develop, you didn't do tshuva, and even when they fully developed, you still didn't do tshuva. So we'll say, so ultimately, again, the upper maturation of the woman is a metaphor over here for the growth of Klal Yisrael. When you were young, you didn't do tshuva. When you were older, you didn't do tshuva. So we'll say, so again, so remember, so halacha lemaisa, the fundamental machlokas that we have over here is really a fascinating machlokas, which is that halacha lemaisa, what do you do if a girl just presents with signs, with what we call upper simanim, right? Development of breasts, but without any kind of indication that there are shtei saros. Rabbi Meir says, so the upper simanim is not an indication of gadlus, because it's possible, according to Rabbi Meir's model, for there to be upper maturation without lower maturation. The Chum say impossible. Upper maturation only occurs in the aftermath of lower maturation. And even if there are no saras to be seen, we assume that they were there, but they fell out. That's the fundamental machlokes. Says the Gemara, Dechuli alma miha atach. I'll say, Mem chesam adeis, second line down. Dechuli alma miha atach ton samchinan minalan. So we'll say, so remember, so here's what we know. So we can have a machlokes about what happens when there's upper maturation without lower maturation, or without visible lower maturation. But one thing that is clear, which is what? Everyone agrees that shtei sa'aris is a sign of physical maturation. So where do you know that from? Or the Gemara says, how do you know that you can rely on that for physical maturation? Minalan, Amrev. So we'll say, which is such a fascinating shtayla, because remember, we're relying on these shtei sa'aris for so many different things in halacha, right? Dramatic things in halacha. So the Gemara says, from where do you know this? Was it says the Gemara Amarav, and I'll tell you what's even more interesting about this is now that the Gemara is making this distinction between upper maturation and lower maturation. Upper maturation, of course, is more is noticeable, right? Lower maturation, you begin to see, first of all, is certainly not noticeable, right, in a clothed state. But even in an unclothed state, we see that what? That there's the concern that even if the girl once had the shtei saros, what could happen? What could happen? They could fall out. So the Gemara says, from where do you know? From where do you know? It's so fascinating. I will say, right? We've been through, I will say, you know, we're only, I think, what is it now? 26 days away from finishing Shas. Right? So amazingly enough, this is such a yesodistic question about how do I know that shtei saros is what we rely on. So much of what we learned over the last 7.5 years has been based on this principle. And now at the end of Shas, we're talking, by the way, like, how do we know to rely on this? So it says the Gemara Minalan, Amrav Yehuda, here we go, Ram Yehuda, Amrav, the King turned around, Yishma, Amakra, Isho Isha, Kiyas Mikol Chatal Sa'adam. Because we'll say the pasuk says if a man or a woman will go ahead and commit an Aveira. So the Gemara says, Hishvakos of Isha L'Ish L'Chol Onshin Sheba Torah. The Torah compares a man and a woman, an Isha to an Ish, for the purposes of all Onshin, all punishment issues in the Torah. And to teach us what? Ma Ish B'Simen Echad, Af Isha B'Simen Echad. Just like a man, his maturation is determined by one simen. So remember again, what makes a boy a man? So we'll say ultimately again, the appearance of shtei saros, two hairs. So ultimately again, just like a man has one simen which determines his maturation, so to an isha has one simen shtei saros. Ay, ve'ema, oh hi. So we'll say, so one second. I'll agree with you that just like a man has one simen, which is the determinant of his maturation, so to a woman has one simen, which is the determinant of her maturation. But what? It could be what? Who's to say it's shtei saros? Maybe it's what? Maybe it's the development of her breasts. Maybe that's going to be the sign of physical maturation. How do you know that it's shtei saros? To which the Gemara says, because it's all based on the comparison. So the Gemara says, ki ish, because remember again, the Torah is linking isha to ish. Ma ish tachton velo elyon. Av isha tachton velo elyon. Just like Rabbi said, the signs of physical maturation for a man, ultimately, again, is physical maturation below. So too, again, for the woman, it is also going to be physical maturation below. And as we'll say, once we go ahead and we have this linkage between Isha and Ish, to teach us that, Rabbi say, so for Onshin, remember again, Onshin only kicks in when? When are you only a bar Onshin? When? at adulthood. So we're linking men and women for purposes of adulthood. The drasha is telling us that the simanim, that both men and women have simanim of adulthood, and we're linking those simanim. There is a common characteristic of adulthood that men and women share, which is the appearance of shtei saras. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda that supports this. Amr Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Zadok, kach hayu mefarshim biyavne. Va'amru, we'll say this is how they explain it in Yavne. V'chevon sheba tachton shuv in mashkichin al elyon. We'll say this is how they paskin in Yavne. Once there is the appearance of shtei saras, right, we don't worry about upper maturation. In other words, we'll say upper maturation only really comes about in a situation where what? Where we see upper maturation and we don't necessarily see signs of lower maturation. That's you come to the machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda Chameir will say, sorry, physical upper maturation is no indication of lower maturation. Chacham say, absolutely not. There's a progression, right? Upper maturation only comes when? In the aftermath of lower maturation. And even if there are no hairs to be seen, that's just because they went ahead and they fell out. So bottom line, halacha lemaisa. Now, interestingly enough, we begin to see where we see the concept of shtei saras from. Everyone agrees that shtei saras ultimately, again, is the determinant ultimately of physical maturation. Machlokes are married in the chachamim. What happens if you have upper maturation without lower maturation? That's machlokes. We'll see the resolution of that in tomorrow's daf. But we'll say, now we get into something very fascinating. Tanya, Shimon Gamliel Omer. Benos Krachim, listen to this. Girls from the cities, Tachton Memaher Lavo, they tend to mature, they tend to sprout pubic hairs faster than their countryside counterparts. This is actually quite fascinating. Why? Mipnei Sheregilus B'merchatzos, because they bathe more regularly. So we'll say what this could actually mean is since they're bathing more regularly, what happens? Their pores are not clogged. Because the pores are not clogged, it's possible that they sprout pubic hairs before their countryside counterparts. So we'll say, Benos Kfarim, I'm going to read this and I'll tell you something amazing. Benos Kfarim El Yom Emar. So this is very interesting. So girls from the villages tend to develop, their breasts develop faster, earlier, Mepnesha Tokonos Berechayim. Because ultimately, again, Tokonos Berechayim means what? They go ahead and they turn the millstone. In other words, physical labor. So we'll say, so I was about to Google this yesterday, and then I said, bad idea. So I decided against that, so I'm just going to... No, but I'll tell you what's fascinating about this, I'll say, is what is the Gemara saying? That there's an incredible impact of lifestyle on physical maturation. So this we know to be absolutely true. I want to say, again, by the way, I just want to point out, this is true. There are even like this, right? Even contemporary studies today about physical maturation in inner city populations versus other populations. I want to say, dramatically, the impact of lifestyle on ultimately, again, on physical maturation. That's what Chazal are observing over here. So whether or not it actually means that if a girl who engages in more physical exertion, her breasts develop earlier than a girl who doesn't, I don't know that that's the actual reason for it, but Lamais, what Chazal are observing is the impact of lifestyle on physical maturation, which is really quite amazing. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Benos Ashirim, this is fascinating, right? Girls from rich families, Sad Yamin Memaher Lavo. So I will say, interestingly enough, so now what Chazal are observing, and I will say, this is just based on observation, is that apparently even in the maturation, sometimes one side of the chest matured a bit quicker. It doesn't appear that it was in anything dramatically noticeable, but one side of the chest would develop faster than the other. So Shimon Elazar remarked that the girls from rich families, sometimes the right side develops a bit faster than the left. Why? Because I say, apparently often the rich would wear some type of shawl. Rashi says, Me'uferes v'hu sudar v'tola al dad hayamin. So apparently, again, they would wear this type of shawl which was draped over the right side. So apparently, because of the friction between the shawl and the developing breast would sometime, I guess, cause it to develop a bit faster or somehow look more pronounced. Benosaniim, tzad small memaher lavo. Right? For girls from poor families, it was often the left side of the chest that went in and developed a little bit faster. Because they would draw water and ultimately, again, Oh, because of the drawing of water, there was a greater exertion. They would rest the buckets on that side. Obviously, because the girls from the poor families were often responsible for their younger siblings, so they would often go ahead and carry children on their sides. So it's really going ahead and referencing the fact that they would have more exertion on one side of the body and then the other, and this would cause one side of the chest to grow at a faster pace. Tanu Rabbanan. Sad small kodum let sad yamin. So what says here, the Braisa says as follows. In general, the left side of the chest grows at a little bit of a faster pace than the right. Rabbi Chanina ben Acha, Rabbi Shomer, me'olam lo kodum tzad small let sad yamin. So we'll say Rabbi Chanina ben Acha, says the name of Rabbi Yoshua, says no. In fact, it doesn't happen. Everything grows at the same pace. Right? The only time it happened, chutz mi'achas shahaisa b'shunas, is interesting. Except for that one girl in my neighborhood. Right? That one girl in my neighborhood, shekadam tzad small letzad yamin. Where apparently, again, I will say that what he's remarking over here is that there was a girl in the neighborhood, but again, there was apparently some type of issue. There was some type of issue. So under normal circumstances, everything grows at the same pace. Everything matures at the same pace. There was an issue one time with a girl in the neighborhood, shekadam tzad small letzad yamin, v'chazal esna baruch Hashem, she was okay at the end. Everything kind of, I guess, equaled out at the end. But again, she had this staggered type of growth. Tan Rabbanan, Kala Nekevus, so let's listen to this. All girls in general, Nivdakos Alpi Noshin. So I'll say, in general, when we speak about Nabosei, now understand, in general, as we're going to see, you don't have to check a girl for two hairs. We assume, we're going to, in just a moment, we assume that once a girl reaches a certain age, that those hairs are there. We make that's the chazaka. When there's a chazaka, remember somebody, the whole point of a chazaka is that what? You don't have to corroborate it. That's the power of chazaka. But in general, if you do have to do bedikos, of course, are done by women. Bechin haya Rabbi Eliezer, most of the Ishtar, Eliezer would have his wife do it. Rabbi Yishmael, most of the Imar, Yishmael would have his mother do it. Rabbi Huda Omer, it depends. Lifnei haperek, ula achara haperek, nashim, both go so some. So this is interesting. Rabbi Huda would say, So remember, this means before the perek. So we're going to discuss. Rashi says over here. Lifnei perek, kodem onas nidarim shafilu via shuma ninhu uktaner. So we'll say perek means what we call the mufla samuch leishtai. That refers to the year before maturation. So for a boy, this would be the ages between 12 and 13. For a girl, this would be the ages between 11 and 12. That's called the perek. So Behuda says, before the perek and after the perek, noshim bot gososan. Tocha perek, what about in that lead up year? Ein noshim bot gososan. Both say, during that year, we can't have a woman do bedikas. Why not? Sheima sin sveikas api noshim. Because they both say, according to Rabbi Huda, during that lead up year, it's a suffix. Now, it's a suffix about what the status is. If you find Shnei Saris, it's quite possible that she's going to be a Gidola, but Halacha Lamaisa, it's a suffix. Because it's a suffix, we cannot ascertain a suffix based on the testimony of a woman. Because also now we're dealing with Eidos. So when we're talking about Chazakas, that's fine, Ayideh, a woman. But ultimately, again, we're talking about Sveikas. A Sveika cannot be ascertained through a woman. Rav Shimon says, Aftocha Perek, Nashi Bot Kosos. Rav Shimon says, no. Even during the lead-up year, a woman can do the Bedika. Why? V'ne'emanas isha lahachmir avalo lahakel. But a woman will be believed to ultimately, again, be machmir, but not be makel. So we'll remember it again. What they're talking about over here is there are certain periods where the Eidos woman will be just fine. Before the Perek, right? Before the lead-up year, and after the lead-up year, it's fine, because then you're just ascertaining chazakas. The question becomes, in that Perek, in that lead-up year, Abu Sai, so there's a suffix about the identity of the child. So to go, is it a gadol or is it a katan? I cannot rely on a woman, ultimately, again, to give me Eidos in that moment. Why? Because Abu Sai, remember, they would be relying on the Eidos of a woman. A woman is not kosher for Eidos in these circumstances. So Allah Alamai say, I cannot use one for those bedikos. Ketzad, but she could be believed lahachmir, but not lahakil. What does it mean, Abu Sai? Let's take a look at the Gemara. Ketzad, gidolehi shelo tamayin, ketani shelo tachlos. If after the bedika, ultimately, the woman is believed to say that the girl is a gidola, that she can't do miyun, or she's a ketana, that she can't do chalisa, aval inna emenes lomar ketani hi shetemayin ugidolehi shetachlos. But ultimately, again, she is not believed to say that halacha lemaisa, she's a ketana to do miyun, and she's a gedola that she could do chalitza, because this would represent a kula. Amar Rabbi Huda, Amar Mar Yehuda, Amar Mar, Rabbi Huda Omer, lefnei haperek, Ula achara perek nashim bod goes also. Rabbi Yosef comes along. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Yosef, for all bedigos, we have women do it. So the Gemara says, just one more line. Bishom lefnei aperek by bedika. So Rabbi Yosef, I understand lefnei aperek, right before the lead up year. Sometimes the girl requires a bedika. Why? The mishtachi laachar haperek shumaninu. Well, say, listen to this. Sometimes, if there, you do a bedika, sometimes a bedika before the lead-up year is necessary. Why? They both say, what happens if you find hair, right, two hairs in a 10-year-old girl? So, well, say, remember again, we saw halacha lemaisa. We saw before that we look at those hairs as growing from a mole, not necessarily as hairs of physical maturation. That's important because halacha lemaisa. So what that would tell me is, if I would still find those two hairs sometimes later, I don't attribute those hairs to physical maturation, rather to a mole. But I will say, after the lead-up year, once she's already passed her 12th year, so why do I need a bedika at all? Rava said, "Kitana shiigia lichlashno seha." Ain't sricha bedika chazaka hevia siman. Rava says what we said before: once a girl reaches the age of 12. There's no need for any kind of bedika. Why, Rabbi Osai? Because we assume that halacha lemaisa, once a girl reaches the age of 12, she has brought her simanim. No further bedika is necessary. Kiamarava chazaka lemiyun. Avala chalitza bayi bedika. Rabbi Osai is very interesting. You're right. That ultimately, again, what does the chazaka tell me? Once a girl reaches the age of 12, she is a gedola. Once she's a gedola, Rabbi Osai, what does that tell me? That if she was married off as a ketana, she no longer what? Has the ability to do miyun, to refuse her husband. If she wants to get divorced, she needs to get. But Rabbi say, when will you require bedika? For a case of chalitza. Rabbi is actually very interesting. That halacha lemaisa, if this girl was thrust into a situation of chalitza, and she's right at the age of maturation, it appears, based on what the Gemara is saying over here, that she would require bedika. We would need to ascertain with absolute certainty that she is in fact a gedola, and therefore capable, ultimately, again, of conducting chalitza. So we'll stop here for today. We're in the middle of this special pickup. We're going to have session with it tomorrow.